Section 135. Unto thee be praise, O Lord my God. I testify that thou art God, and that there is none other God besides thee. Thou hast from eternity been immeasurably exalted above the praise of anyone except thee, and far above the description of any of thy creatures. All created things have borne witness to thy unity, and every dweller in thy kingdom hath confessed thy oneness. The essence of the apprehension of the assured among thy creatures can never attain unto thee, and the gem-like utterances with which thy people have praised and glorified thee can never hope to ascend unto the atmosphere of thy holiness. For men's apprehension of thee is but the apprehension of thine own creation. How can it reach up to thee? And all human praise and glorification of thee pertain unto thy servants. How can they be deemed worthy of the court of thy oneness? I swear by thy glory, the quintessence of knowledge is powerless to comprehend thy nature, and the inmost reality of every praise of thee falleth short of the seat of thy great glory and of thine all-compelling power. Every utterance that seeketh to describe thee, and every knowledge that attempteth to comprehend thee, is but an expression of thine own creating, and is begotten by thy will and fashioned in conformity with thy purpose. I implore thee, O thou who art inscrutable to all except thee, and can be comprehended through naught else save thyself, by the wrongs which he who is the dayspring of thy cause hath suffered at the hands of the ignoble among thy creatures, and by what hath befallen him in thy path, to grant that I may at all times be wholly dissolved in thee, and fix my gaze upon the horizon of thy will, and be steadfast in thy love. I have, O my Lord, turned unto thee according to what thou hast commanded me in thy book, and have set my face towards the horizon of thy loving kindness, even as thou hast permitted me in thy tablets. Cast me not out of the door of thy grace, I beseech thee, and write down for me the recompense destined for him who hath entered thy presence, and hath risen to serve thee, and hath been carried away by the drops sprinkled upon him from the ocean of thy favours in thy days, and by the splendours of the day star of thy gifts that have been shed upon him at the revelation of the light of thy countenance. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. No God is there save thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting.